Jayo Jamuna Tirabono Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jayo Jamuna Tirabono Chari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। नमो ओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशुतारिणे शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 22 पृथु महाराजस मीटिंग विद द कुमारस Text 25 Harer Muhus Tatpara Karnapura Gunabhidhanena Gunabhidhanena Bijrimbhamanaya विजृंभमानया भक्त्या हि असंगः साद असति अनात्मनि स्यान् निर्गुणे ब्रह्मणि चांजसा रतिः। हरेर मुहुस्तत् पर कर्णपुरा हरेर मुहुस्तत् पर कर्णपुरा गुणाभिधानेन विजृंभमानया गुणाभिधानेन विजृंभमानया भक्ता हि असंग सदसत्तानात्मनि भक्ता हि असंग सद असति आत्मनि अनात्मनि भक्ता हि असंग सद असति अनात्मनि सन्निर्गुणे ब्रह्मणि चांजसारतिः। सन्निर्गुणे ब्रह्मणि चांजसारतिः। हरेर मुहुस्तत्परकर्णपुरा गुणाभिधानेन विजृंभमानया भक्ता हि असंग सद असति अनात्मनि स्यान्निर्गुणे ब्रह्मणि चांजसारतिः।
Amen.
Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Muhu, constantly, Tatpara, in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Karnapura, decoration of the ear, Guna Abhidhanena, discussing transcendental qualities, Bijrimbhamanaya, by increasing Krishna consciousness, Bhaktya, by devotion, he certainly, Asangaha, uncontaminated, Sat Asati, the material world, Anatmani, opposed to spiritual understanding, Sat, should be Nirgune, in transcendence, Brahmani, in the Supreme Lord, Cha, and Anjasa, easily, Ratihi, attraction. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations of the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is specially mentioned to substantiate the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subjects dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead, must lose interest in sense enjoyment and associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nishkinchanasya bhagavat bhajanon mukhasya parang parang jigimishoir bhavasagarasya sandarshanan vishayinam atho joshitam cha ha hanta hanta vishabhakshano pi asadhu. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 11.8. The word Brahmani used in this verse is commented upon by the impersonalists or professional reciters of Bhagavatam, who are mainly advocates of the caste system by demoniac birthright. They say that Brahmani means the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot conclude this with reference to the context of the words Bhakta and Gunabhidhanena. According to the impersonalists, there is no transcendental qualities in the impersonal Brahman. Therefore, we should understand that Brahmani means in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as admitted by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, wherever the word Brahma is used, it must refer to Krishna, not to the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Brahmani, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan can all be taken into total as Brahman. But when there is reference to the word bhakti or remembrance of the transcendental qualities, this indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the impersonal Brahman. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harir Muhus Tatpara Karna Pura Gunabhidhanena Bijrimbhana Bijrimbhamanaya Bhaktahi Asanga Sad Asati Anatmani San Nirgune Brahmani Chanjasaratihi. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the four Kumaras came to Prithu Maharaj, and Prithu Maharaj approached them very humbly. Although he is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when these saintly personalities came, Prithu Maharaj showed proper respect to them. And although he is situated in transcendence, but still he is inquiring from them, "Please guide me." so that I can achieve the ultimate goal of my life. So this actually shows that when one comes in contact with spiritual personalities, this is one should inquire from him. The inquiry or the sincere question should be, how can I make spiritual advancement? How can I fulfill the purpose of my existence? How can I achieve the ultimate goal of my life? The human form of life is very, very precious. It is very rare and it is very precious. It's very rare because out of 8,400,000 species of life, only 400 are human forms. And out of them, most of them are uncivilized or half-civilized. Very few are civilized. Here the civilized means actually those who are qualified to sit in an assembly where spiritual topics are discussed. The Sanskrit word sabhya, civilized, the English word civilized in Sanskrit, the Sanskrit word for English word civilized is sabhya. And sabhya means one who is eligible, one who is qualified to sit in a sabha, assembly. Sabha means assembly. What kind of assembly? The assembly where the topics about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is discussed. About the transcendental topics are discussed. And we can see in this world, most of the people do not have that qualification. Most of the people are not interested. They are interested in all kinds of mundane activities. Wherever there is some mundane program, culture, so-called cultural program that's meant for sense gratification, they all flock there. Thousands of people come there. But when there is a discussion about spiritual subject matter, hardly anyone comes. Whenever a new movie comes, all the movie theaters become filled up. But no one shows any interest whatsoever to listen to the transcendental topics. Anyway, that is the reality. In this material nature, most of the people are uncivilized. Some are half civilized. But very few are civilized. And those who are civilized, among them, there are karmis. Karmis means those who listen to the Vedic topics, but that is pertaining to the Karmakanda section. Karmakanda section is a section that is promoting materialistic sense gratification, but in a proper way. Okay, you want to enjoy, fine, but don't try to enjoy like an animal. Enjoy like a human being. Realize that the purpose of enjoyment is punya. When you have punya, you will get enjoyment. And if you have pap, if you are sinful, then you will suffer. So don't act in a sinful way. Act in a pious way. So even those who are interested in sense gratification, but if they're following the Vedic tenets, the teachings of the Vedas, okay, this they're good. Some people are even more advanced, and they are concerned about the jnana. The karmis want sense gratification. Gyanis aspire for getting out of the material nature. When one realizes that this material nature is a place of sense gratification, material nature is a place of suffering, then he wants to get out of the material nature. Then he transcends the Karmakanda section of the Vedas and comes to Gyanakanda section. And Gyanakanda section, he inquires, why am I suffering? The first conclusion of the Gyanakanda section is, this is a world of suffering. This material nature is actually a place of suffering. That is the real knowledge. This material nature is a place of suffering, and this body is an instrument to receive pain. So in the place which is meant for suffering, if the body which is meant for receiving pain, how can you get anything other than pain? And what you are doing is constantly trying to avoid the painful situation. Human beings have been endowed with intelligence, and one uses his intelligence to avoid the suffering condition. Oh, if I do this, then I'll suffer. With his intelligence, he can foresee. So he tries to avoid that. So, first consideration in Jnana on real knowledge is, this is a place of suffering and this body is an instrument meant for suffering. They're meant for asada klesha, threefold miseries. Miseries caused by mind and this body. There are two types of body, gross body and subtle body. They are meant for suffering. Then suffering has been caused by other living entities. Adhi, bhautik. And suffering caused by natural calamities. Adhi, daivik. No one can avoid these threefold miseries. Therefore, how can I get out of this suffering condition? And the Karmakanda section Gyanakanda section of the Vedas are giving that understanding, how to get out of this suffering condition, which actually means liberation. Karmakanda section gives bhukti, material enjoyment, and Gyanakanda section gives mukti. And this Gyanakanda ultimately comes to yoga. The Gyanakanda, all these sections are dealt with by different branches of philosophy. The Purva Mimamsa, the preliminary conclusion, is Karma Mimamsa. Karma, as you sow, accordingly you'll get the result. So act in such a way that you get good results and avoid bad results. Then Gyanakanda section gradually deals with Naya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, and ultimately comes to Yoga. And the Yoga is giving Siddhi. Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami. Those who are trying to enjoy this material nature, those who are trying to get out of the material nature, and those who are trying to acquire yogic power, yoga siddhis, they all are wasting their time. They can't achieve their ultimate goal. Therefore, they're ashanta. They're disturbed always. Those who are trying to enjoy this material nature, they're disturbed. Those who are trying to become liberated, they're disturbed. Those who are trying to achieve yogic perfection, they're disturbed. Shakoli ashanta. But Krishna bhakta nishkam, a devotee of Krishna doesn't have any desire for any kind of enjoyment. They all are kind of enjoyments. Material enjoyments is gross kind of enjoyment. Liberation is subtle enjoyment. Yoga Siddhi is another kind of subtle enjoyment. They want to enjoy with getting power. Anima, Laghima, Mahima, Garima, Kama Vasaita, Prakamya. So these are the eight kind of yoga siddhis. And by acquiring those powers, they think that they can enjoy. But because they are trying to enjoy in either gross way or in a subtle way, they are suffering because that will never be fulfilled. But a real intelligent person is a devotee who realizes that the ultimate goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. And if one surrenders to Krishna, then his life is perfected. When one surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna will take care of him. Therefore, there is no need to make arrangements for any of these things. Make arrangements for enjoyment, make arrangements for liberation and so forth. There is no need for them. Leave it up to Krishna. Krishna will do. Just as a child depends upon his parents thinking or knowing that my parents know what is good for me and they will take care of me. So similarly, a devotee becomes like a child under the care of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he surrenders unto the Lord and leaves it up to him to decide whatever he feels is going to be beneficial for him. And accordingly, he actually makes the arrangements. Bashu Ghosh Prabhu Ki Jai. We are very happy to have our very dear godbrother and very learned scholar, Bashu Ghosh Prabhu. Please come and take your seat. Udayananda Prabhu, thank you very much for escorting Bashu Ghosh Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. So, yeah, devotee situation is like a child who is depending upon his parents. A child depends upon his parents, a devotee depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, a child feels completely free from anxiety, completely at ease, because he knows that the parents are going to take care of him. Doesn't matter how poor or how incapable, how inept the parents are, the child feels completely protected by the parents. So what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme proprietor, who is the supreme controller, and who is omniscient and who is omnipresent. He knows everything and he is everywhere. So when one surrenders unto the Lord, he becomes completely free from anxiety. And that is the Vaikuntha situation. That is the spiritual situation. No more anxiety. Why should we worry? I have surrendered myself to him who is the supreme controller. And he is my protector. He is my dearmost friend. And he is my father. Supreme Father. So that is how a devotee becomes completely free from anxiety or completely shanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atoev Shanta. Krishna Bhakta, devotee of Krishna, is completely free from desire for enjoyment because he has completely surrendered unto the Lord, recognizing his position. Therefore, he is totally peaceful and completely free from anxiety. So that's what the four Kumaras Sanat Kumar, one of the four Kumars, is instructing to Prithu Maharaj. The goal of life is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way we can see on the spiritual platform, everyone is giving the same instruction. Krishna gives the same instruction. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Everyone is giving the same instruction. Prabhupada time and time and time again is saying, just surrender unto Krishna, just surrender unto Krishna. Because this surrendering is the foundation of devotional service. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori Shaparshad Shiyo Dham Shaho Abotori Uttanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan Shikhai Sharanagoti Bhakotero Pran. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to bestow his mercy upon the living entities, Jive Daya Kori, descended Shaparshad along with his associates, Shiyod, and along with his abode, Shiyodham, Navadipdham, Shaho Abotari. He descended with his entourage, with his associates, and with his dham. And why did he do that? Uttanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan. In order to distribute the very rare Krishna Prem, very rare Krishna Bhakti, very rare Braja Prem, in order to offer this to the living entities, he has come and Shikhai Sharanagati. He is teaching the process of surrender. So surrender is the very foundation of devotional service. And in surrender, or about surrender, there are six aspects of surrender. And the first one is dainya. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam, yesterday we discussed about that. Narad Muni is pointing out to Gop Kumar that this dainya is the criteria to receive the mercy of the Lord. First he spoke about mercy of the Lord. Like, it is only by the mercy of the Lord that one can go to the spiritual world. Especially, to the spiritual world. Without the mercy of the Lord, there is no way of elevating to the spiritual life, spiritual abode. And what to speak of the topmost region. So Narad Muni is speaking about how one can enter into Braja, Vrindavan, which is the topmost region of the spiritual sky. And first he spoke about the mercy of the Lord. But then he pointed out that the mercy will be there. One will be able to receive. One will be able to attract the mercy of the Lord if there is dainya, humbleness. And in that respect, he actually gave the example of Uddhava. How did Uddhava feel? It is recognized that Uddhava is the greatest devotee in Dwarka. Greatest devotee, most exalted devotee of Krishna in Dwarka is Uddhava. And that Uddhava, when he went to Vrindavan, what kind of attitude he developed. Asha maho charano renu jushamaham sam. All I want to receive the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. And in order to receive the dust of the gopis, he is just desiring, he is praying. That kimapi gulma taroshadhinam. Desiring to become a blade of grass, becoming a bush or a creeper in Vrindavan. So that when the gopis will pass by, he will be able to get their dust. So that is what Narad Muni is pointing out. That is what actually forces Krishna to bestow his mercy. And this dainya is the very beginning of the sixfold process of surrender. Dainya, Atma Nivedan, Goptritte Varan, Abhushya Rokhive Krishna Vishash Palan, ভক্তি অনুকূল মাত্র কার্যের শিকার, ভক্তি প্রতিকূল ভাব বর্জন অঙ্গীকার। হিউমিলিটি, অফারিং ওয়ান সেলফ টু কৃষ্ণা, আত্মনিবেদন, গোপতৃত্বে বরণ। ওয়াই শুড ওয়ান অফার হিমসেলফ টু কৃষ্ণ? বিকজ গোপতৃত্বে বরণ, বিকজ কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড মাস্টার। ইফ হি ইজ দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড মাস্টার, দেন হোয়াট শুড বি আওয়ার অ্যাটিচিউড টুয়ার্ডস হিম? সারেন্ডার। অ্যান্ড অ্যাজ হি ইজ দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড মাস্টার, গোপতৃত্বে বরণ, দেন অটোমেটিক্যালি কামস দিস কনসিডারেশন, অবশ্য রক্ষিবে কৃষ্ণ বিশ্বাস পালন, হি উইল পজিটিভলি প্রোটেক্ট মি, বিকজ হি ইজ মাই লর্ড অ্যান্ড মাস্টার। দ্য মাস্টার্স ডিউটি ইজ টু প্রোটেক্ট দ্য সার্ভেন্ট। সার্ভেন্ট ইজ সারেন্ডার্ড, দ্য সার্ভেন্ট ইজ প্রিপেয়ার টু অ্যাকসেপ্ট হোয়াট এভার দ্য মাস্টার ওয়ান্টস টু ডু। ইফ দ্য মাস্টার সেজ ওকে, অফার ইয়োর সেলফ, স্যাক্রিফাইস ইয়োর সেলফ, জাস্ট ডাই ফর মাই সেক, দ্য সার্ভেন্টস অ্যাটিটিউড, ইয়েস মাই লর্ড। That is the servant's attitude, but the Lord's attitude, master's attitude, he will always protect his dependent. Abhushya Rukhibe Krishna Vishyashpala. The devotee surrenders wholeheartedly without any expectation, but Krishna as the Lord and Master protects him. So that faith has to be there. Vishyashpala has that implicit faith that my Lord and Master will protect me. Even if I have to sacrifice my body, I may lose my body, I may die, but my master will save my soul. Whether the body stays or goes doesn't matter to a devotee. He is not concerned about the body's welfare. A devotee's concern is his spiritual welfare, his spirit's welfare. If I sacrifice my body for the sake of my master, then I will be rewarded with the highest benediction of my spirit, soul. So this is the attitude of a devotee. And here, Sanat Kumar is instructing that when one accepts the process of devotion, then one gradually makes advancement. And how is that advancement become manifest? What is the guiding factor? What is the deciding factor of advancement? The interest for hearing. More advanced one is, more interested he will be in hearing. But he is making a point of hearing from the self-realized soul, not just hearing from any so-called sadhus and so forth. One must hear from the right source, and then only he'll derive the benefit. And in ISKCON we have seen that the moment we attentively heard Srila Prabhupada's instructions, some or other we came across Srila Prabhupada's books. The books are also non-different from hearing from the personality. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books is non-different from hearing from Srila Prabhupada. And how it works. We read Prabhupada's books, or we hear from Prabhupada's devotees, some or other we come across Srila Prabhupada's devotees, and we get the information of another reality which we never really had before. And our whole life becomes transformed. From the mundane platform, we become situated on the spiritual platform. Immediate elevation from one world to another. The quality of life changes. The desire for sense gratification disappears totally. And what happens? The eagerness to hear more and more. So Sanat Kumar is pointing out that is the indication of spiritual advancement. The more we make advancement, the more we will become interested in hearing. And as I mentioned, the hearing also involves reading. Abhyartha kala tat, a devotee's attitude, he doesn't want to waste in his time.
Let us fill all our time with this process of hearing and chanting. Either we hear or we chant. And when we chant, then we are hearing. Chanting is also hearing. Because when we are speaking, although we may be addressing others, but we are hearing. So this is the indication. This is how we have to make, we have to judge our spiritual life, whether we are advancing or not. There is no need to ask anybody. We can ask ourselves how much interest we have developed in about hearing. How keen, how eager we have become interested in hearing, or we can include also reading. If there is no interest, that means we are not making advancement. We may wear tilak, we may wear kantimala, we may shave head and keep sikha, and we may dress like devotees. But if this internal development doesn't take place, then we are not really progressing in this path. The real progress will be from that. Like, we should never think that I have become so advanced that I do not have to hear. So, and when we do not have, I mean, it's not that all the time we may be able to hear, but at least in nowadays there are so many facilities, so many opportunities. Now there are the audio tapes, there are videos, and what to speak of Prabhupada's books. So let's utilize our time in this way, by hearing. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from self-realized souls. Then the question may arise, well, when someone is not self-realized as such, should you hear? If that person is repeating the words of a self-realized soul, then he is speaking about the self-realized wisdom. Therefore, we have this culture, reading from Srila Prabhupada's books and give the class. Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, Bhagavad Gita in the evening. And what is the basis? The basis is the instruction of our preeminent Shiksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Guru. He is the Acharya of ISKCON for all time, for all devotees. Srila Prabhupada will always remain the most important spiritual master for everyone in ISKCON. And there will be many spiritual masters coming in the line of disciplic succession. But what they will do, they all will repeat the same instructions. If you are in ISKCON, you have to follow the line of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. That is the guiding factor for everyone in ISKCON. And we have seen the benefit. What an amazing miracle Srila Prabhupada performed. He went to America penniless, literally penniless. The other day actually someone corrected me. I was telling that Prabhupada didn't have a single penny with him. That devotee, one of my godbrothers, corrected me. No, Prabhupada, when he arrived in America, he had $20 with him. Because Prabhupada sold a set of Srimad Bhagavatam to Arun Pandya, the captain of the ship, for $20. So anyway, what is $20 in America? It's practically nothing. And in that way, Srila Prabhupada started this movement. And who did Prabhupada attract? Prabhupada didn't attract the Indians in America. Prabhupada attracted the local boys and girls who had no understanding about what spiritual life is. They didn't have any understanding about the Vedic wisdom. All they met is that personality who to them seem to be very, very attractive. And we see the attraction that Prabhupada created. When I see Udayananda Prabhu dancing, we get to see what kind of impression Prabhupada actually left with these devotees. Young American boy at the age of 19, he joined this movement. Offered himself completely. And he is 66 years old now. So, 40... Oh, I'm sorry. 64 years. Okay. So about 45 years in the service of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the attraction that Srila Prabhupada created. Why? Because of his spiritual potency. Those personalities, those who didn't have any understanding, by coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, they saw what spiritual life actually means and the importance of spiritual life, and they offered themselves. Those young boys and girls are not young anymore. That's another generation. Another person is Vasu Ghosh Prabhu. He also joined at the age of 17, I think. Yeah, he is even two years earlier. And a very, very intelligent, very, very shy, brilliant student in the school. I met some of Vasu Ghosh Prabhu's friends from the school, and they told me, like, what a brilliant student he was. Like, they used to look up to him as a leader because he was so brilliant. But what did he do? His real brilliance was displayed by joining ISKCON. That is the sign of real intelligence. That's the sign of real brilliance. So this is what Srila Prabhupada had done. And Prabhupada himself said, people are interested to see miracles. But let anybody show this kind of miracle. The way that Prabhupada displayed. Converted young American boys and girls into pure devotees of the Lord. Let them made them give up everything in order for receiving the mercy of Krishna. So this is the greatest miracle. And not only that, within 10 years' time, this Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world. No other spiritual leader has ever achieved this kind of success. Jesus Christ didn't achieve this kind of success. Moses didn't achieve this kind of success. Muhammad didn't achieve this kind of success. In 10 years' time, it spread all over the world. Buddha didn't achieve this kind of success. So they are the four major spiritual leaders of the world today. But their success took, yes, their message has spread and accepted by millions of people all over the world. But it took years, thousands of years. Christianity, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago. Moses came even before. Buddha came 2,500 years ago. Muhammad came about 1,000 years ago. And it took them so many years to establish their teachings. But Srila Prabhupada did that within 10 years' time, spread it all over the world. And the interesting thing that we can see, one thing is that all those religions were established by the patronage of some very powerful individual, some very powerful king. Christianity was properly established by King Constantine. Buddhism was established or spread by the patronage of Ashoka. Muhammad established his teachings with sword. Either take it or die. But Srila Prabhupada, nothing of that sort. No pressure. Just on the basis of his teachings, he attracted individuals all over the world. And they were not uneducated, unintelligent individuals. They all were educated, intelligent, young individuals coming from affluent background. And they sacrificed everything for the sake of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So this way we can see the unique glory of, or unique spiritual situation, spiritual position of Srila Prabhupada. And we are so fortunate that somehow or other we have come in contact with that personality. Somehow or other we have come in contact with him. And the result is, our life has become transformed. The result is, when we sincerely apply his teachings in our life, when we mold our lives according to his teachings, our life becomes completely transformed. Transformed in which way? From a suffering condition, we come to a platform of total freedom from anxiety. A total freedom of total absorption in transcendental bliss. So let's take full advantage of this wonderful opportunity, and let us take full advantage of our human form of life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. I won't invite any question today because I already ran over time, and there will be other programs. Today is the day for Srila Prabhupada's glorification, Prabhupada Memorial Festival. Tomorrow, 17th September, is the day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, and our festival is starting from today. From 10:30, we will assemble here, and Prabhupada's disciples and sannyasis will speak on Srila Prabhupada's glory. That will go on till 1 o'clock, and because now is the Harinam, World Harinam Week, so devotees had been going out every day in Sankirtan. So devotees will go out in Sankirtan, and in the evening there will be a cultural program, and tomorrow also the whole day we'll have the glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very, very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.